Well, important to see this firsthand. Obviously, we've been getting updates from our folks in the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Secretary Harsdorf was here in northeastern Wisconsin yesterday touring. She's been giving us updates last week and this week, but we thought it was really imperative to physically get out here and see this as well. Obviously, it's the damage we saw here. You're thinking between this and some of the other structures, realistically, probably somewhere over $500,000 just for the structure. That doesn't even account for all the other issues with business interruption, the effect on milk supply. Milk prices have already been a challenge for farmers here and across the state of Wisconsin. And so this is just one more blow. That's why it's important for us to get out all hands on deck. Obviously, this is unique in the sense that it's different than a traditional disaster. Often when I'm on site after a flood or a tornado or other things like that, even a fire, we'll talk about insurance and then talking about getting in contact with the local county emergency management person who works directly with the state emergency management, knowing that if we get up to a certain threshold, we can declare a state and then eventually a federal declaration for an emergency. This would be different. Although in some ways parallel in that we're encouraging any farmer anywhere in the state, we know most of it is fairly concentrated here in northeastern Wisconsin, but any farmer anywhere in the state, because of this blizzard who's had the effect of whether it's something like this or something smaller, if there's a direct effect from that, obviously just like we do in any other emergency, first and foremost, contact your insurance company. It's important to get agents and eventually adjusters out. And they're also helpful not only in terms of coverage they can provide, they help us get an understanding because they're collecting information that we can use at the state level. We have with us here today Sandy Chalmers, who's with the United States Department of Agriculture. She's the executive director for the State Farm Agency. The key thing with that is Sandy used to work for us in state government, so she knows the state very well. It's important to have her out. And really, in addition to contacting insurance agents and getting adjusters out, the other big thing is for people to collect information, to keep track of all the costs, not just in terms of damage done, but to try and assess as much of that as possible and hand that on to the local farm service agent at the local level, because we'll collect that up through the state. And then depending on the totals that are received, we can eventually make a request to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture for assistance in that regard, whether it's low interest loans or other assistance that the United States Department of Agriculture can provide. The key for us to do that is where it's similar to other emergency management situations, is collecting as much of that data as possible. The more information we get, the more the case can be made in terms of us asking for federal assistance. And so it's really important to be here today. Obviously, in addition to this, we're going to continue to look at ways we can help our farmers. Back at Ag Day in January, we talked about other grants and assistance to help get more people into the into farming. And we're going to continue to make pushes, not only through our ag component, but also through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, to continue to open up more markets around the world to sell our milk and dairy products, as well as other commodities here, just because prices have been a real challenge over the last year for our farmers. And we're doing all that we can to try and make sure that they get as much support as possible. So with that, I'll take questions.
Any early indication of how much damage?
No, it's just, I mean, you get piece by piece. Again, they're probably $500,000, maybe even up towards $250,000 when you include everything, not only the structural damage, but otherwise, this is a pretty good size operation. You're gonna have smaller amounts, but collectively, that's why it's really important for us to get all the information on this. The other thing that's important is we've talked with our insurance commissioner's office to make sure. So far, it sounds like from people we've talked to, they've gotten a good response in terms of at least early response from insurance companies. But this is fairly unique. And so depending on the insurer, if farmers and other property owners have a feeling that maybe the adjusters aren't as attuned to the challenge that you might have at a farm situation, again, that's one when we have a hotline where people can contact us. It doesn't in any way adversely affect the outcome of your claim, so feel free to contact the insurance commissioner's office as well if people are concerned that maybe adjusters aren't fully accounting for the impact of the blizzard.
Governor, a lot of farmers say that cows are now getting sick as a result of the storm. Can they get any financial help from that?
It depends. In fact, one of the things we were just talking about with the state director or the Farm Service was that they just recently, and I'll let Sandy talk about this as well, but they just recently, you said, what was the deputy secretary had made a undersecretary, excuse me, there's so many different secretaries, it's hard to keep track. The undersecretary at the United States Department of Agriculture had made a finding that, for example, if there was pneumonia, I think it was tied into the blizzard, that actually would be, that would count as an expense. So to me, the big thing is, don't worry about what may or may not be covered. Get as much information to your local farm service agent as possible. They'll sort out what may or may not be covered. The other thing is, people don't need to wait and bunch it all up at once. You can make that report now, and you can follow up if there's more information that comes out along the way. It's similar to what we do with emergency management. It's not a one and done. You can only report at one time. You can continue to give updates along the way. If, for example, in this case, if you got livestock that you find out after the fact, there's still plenty of time.
Have to be damaged in order for there to be more aid, or?
No, it's, for us, it ties in like it does overall with a overall emergency declaration in other areas. It's the overall threshold within the state or the region. So that's why for us, it's really important, even if it's covered under insurance, for us to find out how much the damage is, how much is covered. Even what kind of deductibles or co-pays are involved with that, just so we know that how much our farmers and property owners being expected to pay for and how much is covered by insurance.
At that point, do you then make a decision to say we have enough?
We'll work directly in conjunction with the Farm Service Agency officials, because ultimately we can make a request in the letter to the Secretary of Agriculture, but we'd want to, and that information they're going to use at the federal level is going to come directly from the FSA. So that's why it's important. The more people can let, and most people, farmers overwhelmingly are working with agents from the FSA on things in general, not just on this. There's a lot of interaction and discussions, just as there is with UW Extension officials on other issues. So these are people they're largely familiar with, but they need to get that information. That will help us, and it will help ultimately the Secretary of Agriculture at the federal level, should we be eligible for that.
Is there any talk of the state filling financial gaps that the federal government doesn't cover?
I think that we've looked at this emergency management in the past. I think the key for us is trying to figure out, before we start even going down that path, where we're at and what, if any, gaps are out there. But we think the lion's share is either going to be covered through insurance or through a declaration, if that's through the secretary, if there's a high enough threshold.